the sensitivity of some of the issues. If fuel prices were 20% higher than we forecast in our model, that the range that we used, it would drop about 1 million passengers off in the future. That's kind of what would happen. There are other airports in the state that are continuing to develop. Redmond, for example, all flights from Redmond used to come to Portland. Well, now Redmond has service to Salt Lake City and Los Angeles. Salem has air service they're trying to hold on to, and we certainly encourage those local airports to provide service to their destination. So there could be a shift of up to 2 million people in the year 2035 if those airports develop. High-speed rail was analyzed extensively. We think the market there is primarily to Seattle. Seattle is actually about number 17 on our list of airport partners, so there's not a lot of people flying, probably more people in cars. But we made some assumptions about how many people might be pulled out of airplanes, and we think that's about 180,000 people. And then video conferencing is one of the other factors that we thought might pull about 400,000 out. And these are just our best guess. 2035 is a long way out, but we felt like that and a number of other things were important to look at. Now, one of the key indicators of activity at the airport is the number of takeoffs and landings. And so we took the number of passengers, the number of military aircraft, cargo, and general aviation, and converted that into takeoffs and landings, and that's the graph that you see here. The line that's in the center is 378,000 takeoffs and landings in 2035. Now, the dashed lines that you can see there in the center of the graph are the forecasts that were done in 1999, and what's important to note, if you'll go to the next slide, and Commissioner Salzman, you asked about this, the third parallel runway. The red line on the chart right there is about 500,000 takeoffs and landings. And when we get that busy, that's about when we think we'll need, if we ever get there, a third parallel runway. So if you look at the dashed lines, I think it's the green one from the last forecast, had a very different view of the world, and we started to approach that red line in that last forecast. But you can see today, we're forecasting 378,000 takeoffs and landings in 2035. We're quite a ways away from that third runway. So just to allay everyone's fears, this is not something that's coming in the short term. It's very far out there if it ever occurs. I like to point out that Heathrow Airport has 64 million people traveling through it, and it has less than 500,000 takeoffs and landings. Clearly a very different airport, but it's not something that's coming. Do I think we need to plan for it? I think we need to talk about it at length because they're not building a lot of airports. But in terms of something that's a short-term future for us, it's highly unlikely. The peer reviewer has been mentioned, and the peer reviewer worked for Jay rather than me, and our consultant worked for me, but we decided that rather than a traditional peer review where you hand the peer reviewer the product at the end, we said, let's involve the peer reviewer from the get-go, and we felt like that would give us a more robust discussion. And he had some very interesting comments, the short version of which, this probabilistic approach is a much improved forecasting process, but it is much more complex. And we would all agree with that, having gone through this. It depends on history repeating itself to a certain degree, and all forecasts rely on that, and we consider the fact that that may not occur. And certainly the oil prices that were put into the forecast, we've seen that oil is very volatile. So we've made a commitment to come back and take a look at what the forecasts are trending toward the end of the process. But the peer reviewer was absolutely a benefit to the process. Our next steps will be to take the passengers and cargo and the operations number and look at what kind of facilities you might need and take a look at the follow-on studies. We haven't stopped planning since 1999 when we did our last master plan. So we'll take that information, lay it on top of the alternatives, and see what it looks like. We'll also spend a lot of time on the land use plan. Sustainability is going to be a key focus of our project. How do you accommodate the levels of activities? And we've kind of come up with our own little hierarchy. Can we use the existing facilities we have rather than building something? And the idea of shared use facilities is something that will be central to our planning. Improvements in technology. In 1999, when we did the last master plan, you picked up a ticket from a travel agent and you went to the ticket counter. Today, you probably print your ticket on your home computer and you go straight to the gate if you don't have bags to check. Congestion pricing is a very interesting topic, and FAA 10 years ago was not talking about it. About a year and a half ago, they came out with a proposal for congestion pricing to manage capacity issues. We're nowhere near needing that, but that process, as it is developed for airports on the East Coast, will be one that will be a tool in our quiver in the future. And so the bottom line is we don't build unless we need facilities. And then we're going to try and do the best we can in terms of how we design them to minimize the impact.
Okay. Well, just to wrap up, the public involvement that obviously is essential to the process. And beyond the planning advisory group, which is sort of the funnel of all this effort, we've also had a number of open houses. We actually had 300 people attend one out at the airport in the fall. There's going to be another one July 12th out at the airport called Airfare. We also have an excellent website that the port helped put together that has been extremely helpful in communicating. Use of web surveys and, of course, bureau and agency coordination has been critical. The early land use proposal, this is something that we wanted to get a handle on early because there are some sensitivities. As Gil mentioned, there was agreement that we're switching from a conditional use to an allowed use. But from a lot of the neighborhood's perspectives, that's what they're familiar with. They understand the process of a conditional use. They're familiar with the process and how to provide input. So part of what we need to do is make sure that folks, the neighborhoods, understand what the benefits are of switching to an allowed use. And we have been working with the subcommittee. That's one of the strengths of the process. The subcommittee really delves into the details, and they have made a unanimous recommendation to pursue a plan district just last week. So we'll be taking that to Planning Commission later this summer, and hopefully we'll be providing to City Council updates periodically in the next year, so either in this type of setting or something less formal. So that's the end of our presentation.
Questions from the commissioners? Thank you very much. Were there other testimony that you wish to have, Gil? On here.
Good morning.
Thank you for being here. Please state your name when you speak.
Alicia Reese, 1905 Northeast Bell Drive, Chair of the Woodland Park Neighborhood Association, member of Park Grove School Board. Good morning. The Airport Futures Group and its subcommittee on which I sit, the Public Involvement Committee, represent a unique opportunity for neighborhoods to cooperate with public agencies and bureaus. Maintaining relevance and engaging neighbors on plans 20 years in the future is challenging. We are creating new ways to engage citizens, to inform, and to educate. The Airport Futures Group is a special effort extending collaboration between the community, City of Portland, and Port of Portland. The effects of this cooperation demonstrate good stewardship and a legacy for the generations to come. Thank you.
Go ahead, you're next.
Good morning, Mr. Mayor, Council members. My name is Fred Stovall, 3125 Northeast 52nd Avenue. And I'm a member of the PAG and the chair of the Land Use Subcommittee on the PAG. This partnership has been just wonderful. And our ability to cooperate even with the consultants as things are being done and to change things has been really a sea change in, I think, the way committees can do business with public agencies in the city and the port, and it's been, I think, recognized by everybody, as you've heard in testimony, the level of excitement and satisfaction is really great. Mr. Wyatt said he couldn't have predicted this type of happiness a year from now. The citizens hoped and predicted it back in 97 and 98 when we asked to work more collaboratively with these types of issues. I know it was foolhardy wish, but we're really pleased. And we are looking forward to this effort continuing, not only through the finished product, but after. when Airport Issues Roundtable started, our goal with Commissioner Saltzman was to produce a permanent group that would look at these issues that would be self-sustaining and cooperative with the city and the port. And I think we're practically there now, and I'm really been excited and happy to have been a part of this. Thank you.
That is high praise indeed. Wow.
And
I'm impressed.
My name's Mary Helen Kincaid. I represent the North Portland Neighborhood Associations on the PEG. I'm the chairperson of the East Columbia Neighborhood Association. I live 2,500 feet from the west end of the South Runway, so I experience a lot of airport noise. And I, too, was skeptical of this whole process of 30 people in the same room from up one end of the table, but it's actually been, I think it should be a model for all cities, all counties, and all government agencies. The port and the city staff have done a wonderful job of keeping all of us informed, bringing all the issues to the table, giving everybody a fair voice, explaining issues, going out of their way to explain. You heard some of the terms today, probabilistic Monte Carlo effect. Try to explain that to a neighborhood association, that's how you came to agree to some of these terms. That actually, that's our challenge now, is to be able to explain to the neighborhood groups what this process is, what it means to their livability, to the sustainability of the area. And I think it's a challenge of all of us that represent the citizens and the different jurisdictions, businesses alike, that we've all worked well together, and now our as we go forward, we need to get that information, because, as we all know, if the neighborhoods and the citizens aren't up to speed and aren't aware, the process will be lost. And I think we all, as well as all of you, need to stay in touch and be informed, so that citizens will have that information and we will be able to give them a well-rounded view, so that when age-old questions like the third runway come up, that we're able to answer with those kinds of things, that yes, it is a possibility, but in 2035, and this is how many passengers, so that it makes more sense, and that it's not a fearful thing that my house is going to be paved over and I'm going to have jets flying where my roses once grew. So all of the other things that said, I agree with totally. The website is phenomenal. I don't know if any of you have visited it, but I've received rave reviews from citizen activists that are not directly involved in the process, that they're able to go there and find really functional information that they can use to make their comments or ask questions. So I commend the staff, and I commend all of us that are sitting on the committee for the time that we've put in. The year's gone really fast. I thought that it would drag and be horrendous. And it's actually been fun, and I've learned a lot of things, and I think it's been a positive process, and I look forward to continuing.
Mayor Potter, members of the council, my name is John Wygant at 18989 Northeast Marine Drive. I'm very grateful for the decisions that you made a year ago to add the Airport Issues Roundtable representative to the Planning Advisory Group. That happens to be me. And so it's been an excellent opportunity. I'd like to focus a little bit on the history of the process, because I think the history has changed. And a lot of what we're looking at in planning is looking at history to attempt to see how the future will be different. And we are seeing some very different futures now. And one of the new futures that we are seeing, I think, is a sea change, as Fred described, by the port, by the city, in embracing public involvement in this process. So I started my research on population growth when I was an urban planning student nearly 35 years ago. It was my master's project at the University of Oregon, and have been involved in projections essentially ever since. The projections done in 1997 raised such a hue and cry that the port established an air traffic, regional air traffic demand task force, which revised the projections downward, and the port stuck with those for quite some time until this process started. So I am pleased to report that I think the projections, although still some concerns not entirely based on the data are far superior, not only to anything we've ever seen at PDX before, but I think they are a model for the nation. These are some of the best sets of airport projections, I think, done in the nation. And so I'm grateful for your support of this process. I think the public involvement has been outstanding. I think, in fact, it has worked, as Fred said, pretty much as we designed it over the last 5 years. So thank you. Good job.
Thank you, folks, very much. Gil, are there others? Okay. Are there folks signed up to testify on this?
No one else signed up.
Is anyone here who wishes to testify to this specific issue? This is a report. I need a motion and a second.
So moved.
Moved acceptance.
Second.
Call the vote.
Adams?
Wow.
pleasantly surprised. Thank you all. And grateful. So Bill and the entire city team, Chris, as those of you up here remember, this was very contentious, everything as to almost the shape of the table, much less who was going to sit at the table. So really excellent work. I couldn't have imagined it either, and look forward to continuing it. Aye.
Fish.
I just want to say I thought the report was very interesting, and the forecasting that you're doing in the model, as I was listening to the presentation and looking at the charts, it occurred to me that this can be very helpful to the council, this approach, as we grapple with some other tough issues coming down the road. And the first one that jumps to mind is the headquarter hotel, because you've made some predictions here and you've put some factors that we need to consider, and they aren't just the threat of terrorism, they are other things like oil shock and changing consumer habits. So I appreciate that, because I think it's going to help us address some other issues down the road. Aye.
Leonard?
Well, in one official capacity or another, for over 20 years, I've dealt with a variety of directors of the Port of Portland, and I can tell you that this report today would not have been possible under a director other than Bill Wyatt. I hold people at the top accountable, and I also think that the other side of that is they should deserve, they absolutely deserve praise when they do things that are right. And Bill, you've really got this right. And I just know from experience it would not have happened without your leadership. And I really appreciate it, and I think it's important to acknowledge that. So, yes, I was in the middle of this mix a year ago and would not have predicted we would be sitting here hearing what we did today. So, Bill, thank you for your work, and both you and planning. I appreciate it. I know you guys have been very instrumental in making this happen from the beginning, so thank you very much. Aye.
Saltzman.
Well, when we formed, I believe it was in 1999, we formed the Airport Issues Roundtable. The City Council formed it. It was out of a feeling that there was not a lot of receptiveness by the port to concerns of citizens, even though the port had a committee that had citizens on it. It was very much felt by some who we heard from today, as a matter of fact, that the city needed more of a focus on airport growth issues, and we needed to look at it. And you know, I'm really pleased today to sit here and to hear members of the Airport Issues Roundtables say that they're very happy with this process. To hear everybody say they're happy with this process, I'm sure the growth projections with respect to the third runway probably help make everybody happier too. But I do want to thank the excellent leadership of Gil Kelly, Bill Wyatt, Bill Blosser for facilitating this, Jay Sugnet, Chris, for all the hard work you've done. It's really amazing, and Catherine Charlo, to hear such praise for the process, and people feel really bought into this and really feel like they have a say, and that's a great thing. That's something we always strive for in our city processes. Sometimes we succeed, sometimes we don't, but looks like this one's a success. But good work. Aye.
Potter.
I want to thank Bill Wyatt, the Port of Portland folks, the Planning Bureau, and all those citizens out there that were a little concerned about the process but were willing to become engaged. I don't think it's an overblown phrase to say I think this is a watershed event in terms of how community can be part of a solution. I think government does a pretty good job, basically, but they do so much better when they have citizens involved in the process. And so this is an important milestone for our community and for the airport, that we engage citizens from the very beginning instead of waiting until we're almost done and then asking what they think about the three choices we give them. So I really want to compliment everybody on this. This is an excellent piece of work. And as one of the speakers said, it is a good model for other bureaus and agencies to utilize in terms of how you engage the people that you're providing this service to in the actual design and implementation. So my hat's off to all of you. Thank you very much. I vote aye. Thank you for being here today.